British Columbia's Namgus and Kwikwasatinik's Haxwamis First Nations accuse Canada's Fisheries Department of being beholden to the salmon farming industry as they gear up for yet another showdown in court with the federal government. The nations announced Tuesday that they are taking the federal government and two fish farm companies to court, trying to overturn a decision that allows the farms to continue to operate off BC's coast for another 5 years. Namgus Chief Victor Isaac said at a news conference Tuesday that by renewing the licenses, the Fisheries Department has shown, once again, no respect for our territories. "Everything we do is about salmon," Isaac said. The Fisheries Department had been phasing out fish farms, he said, but last month the Fisheries Minister extended licenses for another 5 years for Grieg Seafood and Mowi Canada to continue to run 14 farms along BC's coast. Those opposed to the salmon farms, including environmentalists and several First Nations, say the open net pen farms transfer disease to wild salmon as they migrate past. Kwikwasatinik's Haxwamis Chief Rick Johnson said there's been great frustration about declining salmon populations, calling the fish their most precious resource. Johnson said the commitment to phase out fish farms caused excitement at the time, but the prospect of another 5 years of the industry operating is unsustainable. "Our responsibility as chiefs is the protection of wild salmon, and we've known for a long time now that the Department of Fisheries and Oceans mandate is not to protect wild salmon. It is there to make sure that the industry can do what they want." The Namgus court application claims fish stocks of pink, coho, chinook and sockeye salmon have become severely depleted, prompting the nation to stop fishing for those stocks in Nipkish River, build a hatchery and start a pilot project for a land-based fish farm facility. The application says the fish farms licensed by the minister are along crucial choke points of the migratory routes of wild Pacific salmon that the nation has been fishing for since time immemorial. It says the minister is mandated to protect and conserve fish, but the Fisheries Department has allegedly ignored that mandate since it began regulating aquaculture, and the department's history of mismanagement, regulatory capture, and bias is notorious. The Fisheries Department said in a statement that it was aware of the cases, but as the matter is now before the courts, it would be inappropriate to comment further. Grieg Seafood and Mowi Canada did not respond to requests for comment on the First Nations court applications. The Kwikwasatinik's Haxwamis First Nations application says the federal government made the decision to license the fish farms without proper consultation, despite the increased threat to already declining migrating wild salmon posed by the ongoing operation of the fish farms. "For consultation to be meaningful, a decision-maker must engage in consultation efforts in good faith and with an open mind," the application says. "A consultation process that provides no opportunity to inform or change the course of the decision is merely an opportunity to blow off steam." The Namgus application says the decision to give licenses to Grieg and Mowi's fish farms for another 5 years creates a direct risk to the survival of wild Pacific salmon and the nation's ability to continue exercising its Aboriginal right to fish. Namgus Hereditary Chief Homiskanis, also known as Don Svanvik, said Tuesday that the announcement of a fish farm ban brought a glimmer of hope, but the license renewals mean 5 more years of inadequate enforcement for an industry allowed to police itself, he said. "I don't know anywhere in the world where policing oneself has worked," he said. Bob Chamberlain, chair of the First Nation Wild Salmon Alliance, said the Fisheries Department is beholden to the salmon farming industry, and the fear is that the 5-year period will see the farms ramp up operations. "The concern is they're going to plug every farm full for 5 years and amplify what's already impacting beleaguered salmon runs across BC," he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 30, 2024.